Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this May 21st, 2025. I have your host, James J. Mayloff here, and we're welcoming into the studio not only our good friend, Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher. Matt, always good to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Morning, James. Thanks for having me, as always.
Want to say a big shout out to our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Do yourself a favor, go to YouTube, subscribe to their page, keep up to date on all the cool things that they are doing over there, and a lot of the newer ideas you guys have been doing over there, especially the pairing of this with the mayor and the media, and some of the spotlights that you guys have been doing and everything. I've really been enjoying those.
Yeah, we're working hard between Joe and Taylor and Emily and myself, and just coming up with ideas, all the department heads. The main goal since I got elected, or even part of, you know, my running, was to develop the communication between us within the departments, within the city, so that we're working more efficiently. But ultimately, the goal is to be able to get that information out to the people and then have a direct line for them to get back in touch with us. We're also taking on the big project, and it takes a long time. I didn't really know this, but developing a whole new website for the city. It's going to be a whole new design, a whole new company, a lot more tools that we can use for communication to be able to get that information out there, and then utilize these podcast type situations, formats, where we can really have conversations with the department heads and what's going on, try to tap into some of the bigger issues that are out there and get as much information out to the community as possible. So it's been great, and I look forward to a lot of great things coming from it.
When you were first running, one of the things that we noted, and you yourself and your campaign noted, is your business background and experience and everything. And certainly we thought that would be helpful and come into play on an economic level and some of those things. I also think it's noteworthy when it comes to transparency and how you've approached this position with that. I know how important that was to you in business, and still is, of course. And to see that transition into politics is very refreshing and very welcomed. And it's something that's really important to you. But it's one thing to talk a good game. You've been backing it up, and I appreciate that. And I know that I'm not alone in that. I've heard that from community members and everything. More times than not, when I'm saying something, it's something that I'm repeating from somebody in the community they've said to me or something. But I think it's noteworthy because we don't get to do that very often with our politicians. I think that's interesting.
Well, it's greatly appreciated, and it doesn't it's tricky, but I for sure appreciate the feedback from the community, from you and from other people that have said that to you. And I have heard it in different ways of people just saying thank you for, you know, even calling me directly and just saying we appreciate that information. And really, again, I guess I look at everybody as we're all leaders in our own right, whether it's with our families, our jobs, our businesses, or in the community. So we should all be treated as such. And I think the further we treat the community as our employers, the better off we're going to be in the long run. And that just comes down to getting them as much information as possible. Again, there's sometimes that I have to be cautious just for, you know, NDAs and all that, to just make sure we don't step on toes. I know we'll touch on that a little bit with the mill and what's going on there, but I appreciate that, and I appreciate the fact that, you know, I'm hired by the community or elected by the community slash hired to be the guy that's, you know, in charge of getting this information and being able to smartly or, you know, wisely differentiate between what should and shouldn't be said when and all that stuff. And it's tricky, especially when you do believe in, you know, the free flow of information and then put the brakes on. So it's been good, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate the feedback and letting me know that we're in the right direction.
I have amazing editors, whether it's Seth or Laura or even you know, Joe at the community media. When I say bad things, I just write them like, you got to edit that out, man. You can't let – please don't go public with that. I wish that – I do so much live radio. That could never happen. You speak of the community and the outreach and hearing back and feedback and those things, so it leads me perfectly into the community survey that just recently wrapped up in April, was completed in April, and we haven't gotten a chance to really touch on that too much. What is in the works with that, and what are some of your bigger takeaways from that?
Yeah, so that was a part of the bigger picture of, you know, reaching out to the community. At first, we started with the department heads, and then we were able to go to the employees and do surveys with them, which then led us to the community. We went to the aldermen, and they said, let's get it out to the community. So we've been able to do that now. And it's a long process. It takes a lot of time to get all that coordinated.
It's a lot of data.
And Joe and Emily have done a great job in putting that all together and getting it out there. So That being said, the feedback, and this is all going to the aldermen. We're going to have a big committee of the whole on the 29th, talking mainly about, you know, mission, vision, values based on this community survey or a communication survey is what do we want. Also talking more in depth about the budget for 2026 and what we should be looking towards and getting the department heads to start talking now halfway through the year about what's coming in 26 so that we know where we're going. But ultimately, I don't think anything was too much of a surprise, but as the community is evolving from, you know, the mill economy to a more entrepreneurial, fast-paced, you know, where people are starting up businesses, and they are. I mean, again, I don't take any credit for it besides saying, do it. Like, don't take the risk, be courageous and go out there and start a business and just work hard and figure it out as you go along. But then again, for what our job for the city is ultimately, provide the infrastructure that we need in order to make sure we can function on a day-to-day basis. Again, there's 230 that I call kind of invisible people that work for the city that do all this work all day long in the nooks and crannies in order to make sure that the city functions the way it does. And it's a great city and they're doing a great job. I understand there's issues. Nothing's going to be perfect. We have to deal with roads and we are dealing with them on a day-to-day basis. And we'll touch base on that a little bit later. Infrastructure was a big one. Transparency is a big one. They want to know what's going on, what we're doing, that what we're doing is for their benefit, not for our own benefit. I think that's a big one, and that's one thing that I strive for all the time.
I'm with you. A lot of the data that's coming from this, I think, was a lot of stuff that's confirming more than surprising. Exactly. With a lot of it. Yep. But one thing that I did find, I'd say borderline surprising to me, was just the look into public transportation and some more conversation of that being had. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how close we are to that happening or not or any of those things. But I just, it's a conversation that I think a lot of people in the community have had in private or maybe with one or two friends. Mm-hmm. And now just seems like it's been talked about a little bit more. Yep. Again, don't know if that means we need to do something or not. There's smarter people than me that'll figure those things out.
Yeah,
I just find that the conversation is even being had. I think it's whatever happens with that information or whatever that data and stuff, I think there needs to be a positive taken from that of our city is doing that well. Our city is that healthy. People aren't, public transportation is not being brought up in a small town of 400 people.
Yes.
With no business in it.
Right.
So I think that that part, regardless again of whatever comes from that, that we're having that conversation is a positive in our community. And I want us to take more of these little wins in life and talk about them more. It's one thing to be, oh, we brought in this big conglomerate to our community and all these jobs or whatever. Very few communities can do that.
Yeah.
And it's low-hanging fruit to me, even to be discussed. Like, I, as far as one of these gigantic businesses, if they were going to come to town, I don't even want to know about it until the paper, the ink is signed. Mm-hmm. You just can't count on that. But you can count on certain things that have been happening with a lot of our other businesses here in town. And I find that encouraging, along with just any some of these conversations that I'm hearing from community members and everything. So that part stood out to me a little bit, too.
Yeah, you covered a lot of territory in that.
There's a whole lot to respond to, man. What do you even do? This is a horrible interviewing job.
Well, it brought to, you know, all sorts of things. I was just saying this morning, because I was having a conversation with Joe Eichsted from the engineering department talking about A Street, because we have to come up with the plans for A Street. Obviously, we have to get the entirety of A Street repaved. We're going to be doing the southern part of it first in 28, and then the northern part in 32. But in the meantime, there's all this processing that's going on at the state level and trying to figure out, you know, what's this going to look like? And obviously, we want... So what I found out is I'm pleasantly persistent, and I just keep pushing and pushing as far as I can until either I know I'm making people angry and should stop, or I actually get what I need done. So, but ultimately this, the greens, you know, we can do better on A Street, mm-hmm. whether it's trees, green space, what that's going to look like, so we can make it look less industrial, mm-hmm. even if we have the same street. Like, my take on it is we could make that street completely different, but the amount of millions and millions of dollars we would have to kick in to try to change the how that thing is laid out is just crazy. But for relatively inexpensive, we can start to make it look prettier and be able to set up the road and the sidewalks and everything so that we can get some trees in there and some more greenery and stuff like that in between the road and the businesses. So And then I'm like, well, okay, well, we have all these sidewalks and people are, you know, how many people actually walk down A Street, mm-hmm. you know? But there are people that walk down A Street, and would more people walk down A Street if there was more conducive to walking and a little less industrial, maybe a little slower, chaotic, because it is kind of a crazy road.
Yeah.
Oh, that leads you to, like, you know, there used to be trolleys set up here. Now, I don't know if we're doing a bus system, but there's certainly a conversation to be had around it. So everybody understand, I'm not saying that we're doing this. I'm just saying that conversations can be had around, you know, some kind of a bus system that goes from one side of town to the other, different sides of A Street, you know, to get you back and forth. You know, there's options there. I think when people are talking right now about public transportation, it's more about Running Inc., which is the taxi situation in town. And they are very, I have found them to be very willing to take any criticisms that the people come to me with. I've had some incidences with them myself that, you know, I brought to their attention. I said, I just don't think this is good for the city or for you guys. And they take them. They try to change them. They're running into the same issues everybody else is, having enough labor to make this happen, still trying to juggle all these things. They do have a new system than the old system that was there from the old company. You know, so everybody's got to be patient and ask enough questions and talk to them about what's going on, and so that we can stay on the same page, because they are here to stay. They got the contract legitimately, and they're doing the best job they can with the resources they're given to help us get around in our town. So.
It's especially people that I didn't grow up with. That I grew up with cabs and taxis and all that stuff. And I've known a lot of people that have worked in that industry. Actually, my father is a really good friends with somebody who owned a cab company and stuff. And yeah, you ain't kidding. I mean, that, it's a rough gig. It's a tough one. And especially if there isn't already an established blueprint for you in that, oh, I have my regulars, I have this. It's so much more difficult to navigate and figure out. And I think that, you know, I don't have any doubt that they will. It's just going to take some time and figuring and hammering out some of those things.
And they're using technology that a lot of older folks that want to use the services are not necessarily going to be excited about, but you kind of have to, because once you figure it out, it's great. Now you can communicate, you know, real easy with your taxi driver and this and that. And they take safeguards on that. So I won't go into details on that, but they do take safeguards to keep their customers safe too.
I appreciate you noting that, because our area is such a... It's such a great example, and awful, I hope, to the rest of the country. And I mean this. I know we're talking about Wisconsin Rapids, Central Wisconsin. I mean every word of this.
Yeah.
This area in Central Wisconsin is such a perfect chance to really get some research, get some data on this mixing of young and old and the working of that. And by old, I mean like 50s and 60s. I'm not even talking about in senior age and such. And the tech world, in that world, and the combining of that, and how we are not hopefully leaving so many people behind, while also understanding that technology only goes one direction, time only goes one direction, and that balance here in Central Wisconsin, we're learning that in real time right this second. And I think doing a fairly good job of it. I think I everybody can point holes in this and that, and just like I can point to positives here and there,
right?
It's just something we got to all figure out together.
Well, that's the interesting part, because I think sometimes people think that people are under the impression that the people that work in the government have all the magic solutions to everything. And it's really not. It really does come down to the people kind of looking at life and saying, okay, this needs to be done. And they come up with ways of helping. And then you figure out if you can work together to provide assistance to help each other. But it's really going to come down to the people. This community was built by the people. The community is run by the people, of the people. And they're doing it on a day-to-day basis. I did learn a lot about, you know, I've always, you know, understood the baby boom generation was immense. Mm-hmm. And it is. It is very, very immense. Mm-hmm. And we are under the weight of that right now with the whole, I'm going off on a bit of a tangent here, but this is very important to what we're going through right now, which is the EMS 911 system.
Yeah.
And again, we just have, you know, society has brought us in a place where you have some really, you know, hardcore people. They live independently and they want to stay independent. And so they're staying in their houses, you know, as they get older and older, and they don't necessarily have the family or friends and resources. So they're using the 911 system as their resource to get help when they need it. And ultimately, the firemen, paramedics that are there, you know, they're compassionate people. They're fearless people. They're amazing people, really, all in all. and they don't mind doing it, but it's taking a toll on those resources because there's just so many calls, you know, over 5,000 calls for our people. So then what do you hire more paramedic firemen, or do you work as what we're doing right now with this new program? It's called a call responder program through Chief Hastings at the fire police department. Brought it from his old community program in itself. So ODC hires this person. Legacy Foundation agreed to pay for this person. Right now, her name is Jen Farnborough. She's a social worker, and Legacy's paying for 3 years for this person to be there and develop this program. And quickly, it evolved or grew from just the police department to the fire department. And she's connected to the she's connected to everybody. She's connected to the resources at the county level also. Right. Which also then leads into all the other services that are out there in the community, like, you know, companies like Inclusa that are tapped into the insurance benefits, and then the other companies that actually provide benefits in the house and hire people to help people and make sure that they're safe. So anyways, there's all these resources built there, and this program we're designing is then set up to be in the middle to bring all of them together to get the help for the people in their homes that are going to stay there because they don't want to go into assisted living. So it's a great program. Everybody's working really hard to kind of get this set up and going, and hopefully eventually we can get people resources outside of a 911 that they can call. And as that grows forward, start to bring that call volume down so we take some of the pressure off the firemen, paramedics, and start to really move in a great direction as we're moving forward. So a lot of work's being done behind the scenes there.
Really great work. Thank you for that info. Appreciate that. And we're speaking with Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher, along with our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. I want to talk a little CEC with you right now. And yes, I stole that from you, but it rolls off the tongue. It sounds so good.
Yeah, connecting entrepreneurial communities. That's a mouthful. CEC is what they're calling it. It's a UW Extension program. I went to Platteville last year when I first got in to kind of see what it was about, because again, that was part of my platform, which is we need to really develop these. And again, entrepreneurialism is kind of a vague word, but in reality, it just means starting business, you know, like working with each other, seeing what the needs are in the community. And there's a lot of them. There's a lot of things that people can be doing on their own to help other people. Again, everybody looks, I know creating widgets isn't the easiest part, but there's people doing that. They're figuring out how to build stuff to clean out, the weeds out of riverbanks or lake banks and stuff like that, and helping people out. So there's businesses being developed. So if I can encourage people to start 5,000 businesses, you know, in the next 5 years, that's great, because we're going to be way better off than waiting for that one big company. Granted, if that happens, we're going to do everything we can to bring them in. Then there's other things that go along with that. How do you get the workforce back in town then if you do land a company like that? Where do they live if we don't have enough houses? And if people that are older are staying in their houses and we can't open those up for young families to move into, yeah, these are all big conversations that are, you know, more than just snapping your finger and making things happen. But outside of that, this connecting entrepreneurial communities, it's a beautiful time for us to be able to showcase what we're doing here and all the programs that we have and the people that are working towards, the Chamber of Commerce, Mid-State Technical College, the county has programming, the state has programs that work with us. UWSP is certainly in the community helping us with this stuff. Convention and Visitors Bureau, mm-hmm. the city, we all have parts of this entrepreneurial program. So really, as this brings it on, showcases it, get to show off our theaters and all these assets that we have that are just amazing. One of them being the library, which is a great asset for the community. Yeah. And it's a big one, you know, and it costs a lot of money. For me, Heather is our new director there, so we're excited to bring her on and get her some time and learning about what's going on in the community. But I didn't really waste any time in letting her know that my vision is to be able to utilize the space in the library, not just as like kind of like a pseudo community center, mm-hmm. but really to develop it as a business startup, a entrepreneurial based system where you have classes there and you have people connecting to other people, learning about marketing and finance and all the things that go along with understanding business to a higher degree. And the library is a great place for that because it's a great building and it already has the resources. So people are coming together to build this inside our community, and I'm excited for it in any way I can help.
Got a lot of great local libraries in the area. I am biased about Macmillan and how great and amazing it is. And, yep. that, and just in case my mom was listening, I had to make sure. But no, I really do love that place. And the idea of not only it being a community hub, which it is, but being an expansion in mm-hmm. that regard is making good use of the space, for one.
Right.
And on the other side of this, too, and again, I credit Central Wisconsin and the creativity and some of the businesses and the ideas that you see around here all up and downtown. Mm-hmm. And even just extending outside of town, you see that to a degree. But especially here in Rapids, the point of and for those that aren't up on this or something like that, I think I can make it really basic for you. If there are 10 new businesses starting, just statistically, not all of them are going to make it. Yeah. And that's not trying to be mean or anything like that. That's just business. That's the way commerce works.
Mm-hmm.
We need as many new entrepreneurial businesses as we can get because there's no guarantee all 500 of them are going to work out.
Right.
You need that. And for every business that is just opening, there is one closing sometimes. Again, with the changing shift we have and so many different things of commerce changing overnight mm-hmm. oftentimes. So, yeah, it's not only a great idea, it's necessary. It's important. That's a really smart and necessary idea to be not only doing this, but again, going back to your business background, you and the knowledge you can share with that and the ability of being able to even just not even necessarily the knowledge you can share, but even just the idea of you championing this and mm-hmm. seeing the importance of it. You know what you're talking about. So there, all these factors, just like everything else we've been talking about, are connected.
Yeah, and everything's connected.
One thing leads to another sort of thing.
Yeah, and the other side to that is we have hundreds of businesses that are being run by, you know, the second half of the baby boom generation that are going to be either shuttered and shut down or sold off to somebody who they can bring in to show them their trade. And they're viable businesses. They lived off of them their whole lives. They built their, you know, raised their families on them. I think it's a great opportunity for young people to be able to get in there. And if there's some way of, again, developing that platform where people who have businesses can come in and meet people who want to start a business or buy into a business and have that financing there. There's plenty of banks that will finance something as long as it's viable and they can trust that they're going to get their money back. That's what banks are for. So the CEC is a week long, or it's a 3-day thing. It starts on June 16th, 17th, and 18th. The information is out there. Check on the city websites and the Dirk County websites. Like, everybody's a part of this program, and there'll be breakout sessions going on for those 3 days and different events going on in different areas. I'm not going to be able to label them all off right now, but there's a lot of exciting things, and people have worked really, really hard to put this all together. So be a part of it. Everybody who's in the community, be a part of it. There's going to be people coming from all around the state to come to Wisconsin Rapids and Wood County at this time. So it's an exciting time. So we're fortunate to have it. And again, thanks to everybody who's putting all the blood, sweat, and tears into making it work, making it happen.
We'll be talking about it on our shows and mentioning it as well. And you can find out more information at wirapids.org. Encourage you to bookmark that page if you haven't done so already. Mayor, before we let you go, just wanted to get a quick update how things are going at the mill. Everything going on time over there? Working all right over there?
Yeah, everything's
demolition and stuff.
Yeah, MRD's doing well. Working with Joe and Taylor to talk with. We talked with Bill from CRG and Jerry from MRD, and they both gave us the okay to go and film everything. So there's footage out there that we want to get because we're kind of coming a little bit later to the game. Like, some of the mill has already come down, but there's footage out there that people are asking us to be able to get and present and get it out to the community so they can all be a part of this. So I think that's very exciting, and it doesn't happen overnight, you know, so we're going to keep working on that. But I was very appreciative that the owners of the property and the demolition company were very actually excited about that. Jerry from MRD, again, a great company from Milwaukee, let us know, like, the machine they just brought in on different semis, and then they got to assemble it is one of the biggest ones in North America. Wow. To part of a demolition company. So a lot of exciting things going on there. Again, sad that we're seeing something go that provided such a great economy for our residents for a long time, but also excited to see that we're going to be able to start with a clean slate and move forward.
It's a, I don't know, it's one of the bigger topics that are going to be going on in the next 5 to 10 years is that mm-hmm. area and what's going on with yep. it. And all eyes are there and hopeful and excited, yep. I think, more than anything. Now that we've kind of, you know, some of the dust is beginning to settle with the topic and yep. everything. Still a lot of work to be done, of course.
A lot of work to be done.
With the actual, you know, construction and everything. Yep. But the sensitive to the fresh wound that this was is mm-hmm. healing and a part of what's going to help it heal is this kind of news, this kind of what's going on over there, and especially again transparency, the video footage. I'm a sucker for behind the scenes stuff, so I'm going to be all in on this. You're definitely getting views from me. But I'm not alone. The rest of the community has a lot of feeling with this too, and especially the personal ties that you mentioned there. Mm-hmm. You're going to have even more of that with it, so it's a great idea. That's going
to
be good.
We are very fortunate to have, in my opinion, CRG being a part of, we could have been stuck with somebody who just didn't care. And granted, they have to make a profit. This is all for, you know, a private sector stuff. But they are biding their time and exploring all options in order to try to maximize the mixture of manufacturing and like these database companies that will provide good services and be able to tap into some of the power. But at the same time, we need a mixture of it, because if it goes all data, then we won't have any power left for manufacturing. So everybody's at the table. Again, I appreciate that they all allow me and Kyle to be a part of that conversation and throw our ideas out there and hear us. And I think that's pretty impressive and very important. And I think we're grateful for that, or we are very grateful for that. And fortunate to be a part of that. So it's pretty awesome.
As we're getting ready to let you go, Mayor, I did note on you had a post about our Public Works Department. You were touching on this a little bit earlier. We wanted to send a shout out to all those people working behind the scenes and so much of the great work that they are doing, oftentimes at crazy hours and at crazy moments in the day, just to keep our city moving forward.
Yeah, I don't. Took a little while to probably about this year, I guess, to really for me to understand that we basically own a construction company and we own an engineering company. And these are very dedicated, hardworking people. And in the end, it saves us a lot of time, a lot of heartache, and gives us the ability to be very agile in terms of, okay, we've finished our projects, you know, we have time left in the beginning or the end of the season. What can we do to help our city grow? And we have to have some good discussions as to how do we utilize that for the best interests of the city, because we have the resources. So let's use them to the best of our ability, making sure it's fair for everybody, the taxpayers who are the ones paying for this. But ultimately they are getting a great amount for the money that they're paying for the city that they're paying to take care of their business for them. So it's impressive, and I appreciate everybody that's involved in this. I
appreciate so many of the city workers and so many of the people out there. One of the great ways that you can show you appreciate them is doing your part, and especially when it comes to construction and keeping an eye out for all of our workers out there, and just even everyday stuff. Thankfully, we don't have to worry about salt in the roads anytime soon. Mm-hmm. I should knock on wood for that with Mother Nature here in this state. But things like that, and being, you know, just having some good grace with fellow, you know, community members. That's what these people are. They live in our community just like we do, and work hard to keep it upright and keep it going.
Yeah, just a quick shout out to Paul Vollert, Cody Knutson, the entire Public Works, you know, Streets Department. They just won an award for basically ice and salt management.
Yeah.
And that was huge. I'm not sure if I mentioned it already on here, but it was big, and I appreciate the work they put into making sure that the least amount of salt is going into our freshwater systems, because it's going to impact us. It is impacting us now. Mm-hmm. So I am learning a lot about that and realizing how much work they put into it. So some people have issues about brine, but in the end, brine is the most possible efficient way to use salt on our roads and keep us safe. So it's huge. And again, you can't please everybody all the time, but at the same time, for those that do understand it, it's a good way to be able to get salt exactly where we need it and get the ice melted when we need it melted to stay safe. So it's pretty cool.
Thank you for the time, as always, sir. Looking forward to hanging out again next month. If people have follow-up questions, they'd like to know more, reach out to you. How can they do that?
Yeah, at any time, I got a city cell phone, 715-315-2925. Give me a call. Emily, also on the Facebook and the website, she's always, we opened up our getting the comments again and responding, giving her the free will, you know, the free rein to respond when needed. I think we very much enjoy that. You know, again, you and I have talked many times about the negative stuff that's out there, but if you kind of, you know, put that in a box and let it be what it is, because you can't change it. But when people do actually have valid questions and are frustrated, if we can get them the actual information that will help them, they typically are very grateful, tend to delete their negative comments and start to say, okay, let's do this together, let's work together on this. So it's good.
Also, wirapids.org. Be sure to follow the city on their Facebook page as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on things going on in our community. And do yourself a favor. Go to YouTube. Subscribe to Wisconsin Rapids Community Media's YouTube page. Keep up to date on all the cool things they are doing over there, like the Mayor Series and some of the other stuff that they have happening. Support local, buy local, everybody. Thanks again for the time, Matt. We'll talk again next month.
Thanks, James. Appreciate it.
And thank you, everybody, for joining the conversation here at WFHR's Rapids Report.